Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I think one problem I have in my life is being misunderstood. You know, I express myself very clearly about things. One of the things that I realized is a problem is misunderstanding, especially if I have a complaint, you know, or something, or if I have a concern. And I honestly try to be careful what I say, because everything I say on my podcast are true from my point of view. And being an entertainer, in order to be real, I have to be real to the audience. And doing podcasts, I have to be honest, or I wouldn't feel good if I'm not credible. So I try to, you know, there's millions of people do podcasts. They're not famous, you know. I consider a famous person somebody who's on ABC or something. But I have a little fame. So, but I'm not famous. As I told you, I spent 33 years doing music. I haven't got any recognition or no money. I haven't got nothing except very little bit of money, a penny or a couple of pennies from, you know, from being an artist at an indie label. Those indie labels are not places to go for it unless you get more publicity to get there. But I appreciate being, making me famous from a little bit of fame from the song because I wrote it. But what I appreciated was being on BMI, which I've been with since 1993. I've been writing songs, thousands of songs for over 33 years. I have not gotten that big hit. That's why I don't perform anymore, because I'm older. I ended that. There's no going to the Whiskey Go-Go or anything to perform. You know, I will say this. It might be a podcast where I perform, but that's it. But that is true. That's just being a struggling artist in the Hollywood town. And Hollywood is not just inside the city, because most struggling artists in Los Angeles or Hollywood don't live in Los Angeles or West Hollywood. They live in the San Fernando Valley, like Van Nuys or Canoga Park or North Hollywood or et cetera, et cetera. They're all over the place. It was misunderstandings. I brought that up because I say things on my podcast. And I try to be very eloquent, get people to see my point of view. And I try to ignorant people to me, perhaps because I come off a certain way. And my perception is that these people are so ignorant or illiterate or dangerous or extremist. These are not the type of people that I want around me. But I think it's a misinterpretation or misunderstanding that I come across with my point of view. But misunderstanding or not, there are dangerous people and sick people on this planet. I say that because, you know, when I express a complaint or something or a concern and I talk about it online, they misinterpret it to be something way more than it is. And I was accused of making it bigger than what it is, and that's not necessarily true. I've said several times, factually, that I'm gay. and I attracted some ignorant people who are not aware of the laws and rules of this society. I don't know where these people come from. Maybe they were in a cave down south, or a cave in another country, maybe in the north. They don't know what the laws or rules or regulations are, with boundaries and people's rights. Being gay is legal. The sodomy law was overturned in 2003. There's a gay marriage law in 2013 in California. California is one of the most liberal areas. You can look at the map and who voted who or whatever. It is a federal law. You can be married. Just passed in 2022. You can look that up too. And these people act like they live in 1950. I don't want no extremists or no out-of-touch reality racists around me. And then they misinterpret my mental health because I make complaints and they are factually correct. I'm very much aware. I have people questioning whether, because of my podcast, that I must be a crazy person to be doing podcasts or to be releasing music. They out of touch reality. They need to go seek a hospital. This is near Hollywood. There are artists of all shapes and sizes everywhere, just like me. They are making music. Trying to make it, or film, the film industry. You can look it up, who's out here and who's not. I'm a member of BMI, a big licensing organization that has Taylor Swift as a songwriter too. So I don't want them to be saying things that they are out of touch with reality. They need to seek a hospital if they can't. If they don't know what year it is or what the law is or what place they are. This ain't Kansas. This ain't Ohio. When I say that, I don't mean to disrespect Kansas or Ohio. I'm talking about those are not places that are for entertainers. If you think it's wrong for me, I'm crazy to be making music. I've been doing it for 33 years. They must be out of touch reality. And politically, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago are very liberal areas in around those areas. This is Los Angeles. This is not no old-fashioned place. And someone thinks, a bunch of conservatives living. I have respect for conservatives, but there's no conservatives elected here. Look at who's elected. California is the state that has elected a Democrat president for the last 40 years, Democratic. It will be next year. So where are you located? If they can't accept reality, then go get a psychiatrist or move. That's not, what I'm talking about is that why am I attracting some idiot or some out-of-touch reality lunatic who can't accept the reality of this world, this picture? I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with someone who don't understand, whose IQ is too low to understand what goes on on this planet or this area of this side of the country or what's going on in this planet. But I'm thinking I'm misunderstanding myself. The way I come across as attracting some idiot. Then they'd say, because I'm a very high functioning person. I have a lot of education. I own my home 20 years. It's true. I'm very much aware of reality. I have made complaints and some people think something is wrong with me mentally. How can anybody think something wrong with me mentally? I've never been in a hospital in California. I've been out here 30 something years. How can something be wrong with me mentally? And then some people thinking, I need to go. They need to be locked up. Why is I attracting this either extremist or racist or an ignorant person who don't understand, who making a perception based on the way I look or the way I talk and think that something is wrong with me because I have a unique style? I've reminded everybody that I have a very unique style. And I personally don't think I'm that unique. But I know there's a lot of ignorant people in this society. People have their own perceptions. So, I can't appease someone else's perception. If it's off, they're off. I've never been in a hospital in my life, really. I'm talking mental hospital, and they're making assumptions about me that have nothing to do with the truth. So, they say I need to get an injection. They're out of touch with reality. If they are some kind of case or somebody who works with the county, they need to be locked up. where do they get, they shouldn't even be saying things that goes, that all, they are out of touch with reality themselves. Have they been investigated saying crazy things that don't pertain to reality? Here's another one. It's a rock band. Rock band, I haven't been in a rock band in years. So I don't know why they talk about rock band. I ain't interested in no rock groups. They made up some lie that I was in a rock band. That was a long time ago. That's over. Those guys that I was with, that was it. I'm not working with those guys no more. I had to be with somebody who wanted to make it as professional, and I cannot be with somebody, people who either not alive or whatever, or I haven't seen in years. I was never in any rock band for a long time. I did all that because I got older, got tired of struggling, 33 years and nothing to show for it. And not to mention that all the suffering I went through, hearing some lies or some something that's so evil. They said they used my songs on soundtracks. They used my songs rapping, and I don't know if that's true. These are not proven facts. I always say that. When I say something's not been proven, it means take it with a grain of salt. If it is true, then it is, it, you know, that is such nonsense, and I would consider those people a thief, an evil person. Especially, I wrote that song and copyrighted it and published it. That's how you protect music. You know, that's, all that stuff is bogus. I haven't been in a band in years. I'm not interested. I am still a professional songwriter. I may sing a little on podcasts, but at least I'm not singing in public no more. I'm tired of it. You know, I haven't given up completely, but I'm supposed to be a professional. So I'm a professional songwriter, and the artist will come into play, maybe online, release a song, and I sing on it, but that's it. I'm tired of struggling. You know, I haven't gotten that deal. I wasn't given no opportunity to advance myself in music. I wasn't given no contract to write a song for a legitimate person, like in a movie. You know, I didn't get that chance. It was just painful. But when I hear people say crazy, nutty things, it really concerns me about the perception or maybe misunderstandings that I come across. So I want to let you guys know, if you're listening to me, that I said many times before, if you have any concerns about my podcast, because I put a disclaimer that that I do, everything I say is legal. There's no illegal stuff or anything said on this podcast. I have every right to do podcasts. You know, I have every right to do podcasts. Nothing is said that is illegal. I can say whatever I want as long as I don't do anything that's dangerous. There was no threats. There was no nothing. When I say allegations, these are alleged. But I don't want people to put one in one and two when it's not been proven. But I have people in my environment and somebody I know directly who I see once in a while who are making preconceived notions. But I realize also that perhaps this person is not well because of, oh, I don't know. But anyway, off topic, I don't want to cause no misunderstandings. I try to be direct, and I try to say what I say directly 100%. If I say I'm gay, I'm gay. I don't want no woman who keeps coming over here attracted to me. I'm not attracted to women. You cannot change my sexuality. That is, you know, harassment, homophobia is a federal crime, even in housing, federal and state level. So I hope they understand that. You know, I say that, you know. I respect that person. She'll find somebody. I had the same problem, you know, personally. I was attracted to a guy, and the guy wasn't attracted to me, so I had to let it go. now I'm not in that mode, that mindset anymore, because it's about trying to do what I need to do. But the most important thing is love is on the inside. Love is a two-way street. You cannot make someone else love you if they don't. And the most important thing for me is that I love myself, so I have to love myself as much as possible from inside and what I look like on outside, because I love myself. I can withstand anything, and that's the truth. But I don't want to come off misunderstandings with my podcast and my music or what I say to people, and they have these false preconceived notions about me. They have to be proven facts. You know, just because I'm unique does not, you know, I think that these people are ignorant. Their IQs or their beliefs are lower than my shoe size. I think something is wrong with them, because I think what it is that these backward beliefs that because I do my own thing or unique or whatever, that perception that I must be crazy. There's nothing wrong with being unique. Unique has nothing to do with craziness. Or expressing myself or being an artist. I think being an artist in this area is way out. No, it isn't. There are a lot of artists all over, whether you're in Van Nuys, Canoga Park, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica. This is near Hollywood. This ain't any old place. This is a place to make it. Singer, songwriter, movie actor, comedian, whatever. There's millions of people out here trying to do it. And if you think this is not a place to make it, or this is not an artistic place, like Van Nuys, Canoga Park, or Beverly Hills, or whatever, you got another thing coming. They need to get themselves checked with reality on how they perceive me and other people. It has to be something factually shown to be correct. With someone that worried about my mental health, I have not been in the hospital. I've been out here 30 years, and I include the 91, 93, because I was out here 2 years. Then I came back, and I was out here 94 to 23, you know. So that's like, yeah, 31 years, and you're still thinking, I never been in a hospital in my life, and you're thinking, it's not in California, you're still thinking something wrong with me mentally, then you must have a psychosis, or you must be a conspirator or some criminal. They need to get themselves checked and minds checked. So high-functioning people express themselves and do their own thing, and there are evil people, and some of these people don't want to see my dream come true. They want to take my dreams away. They made every effort to take my dreams away, and they're doing a good job of it. I did not give up. They just don't want to see me succeed. They are threatened by their old-fashioned beliefs that in this reality, they cannot accept a cohesive, a multicolored and society. They cannot accept the 21st century. And they themselves need to be checked by the police or something. So those type of people are the ones who are dangerous. So don't make prejudgments on somebody just because you hear an allegation, or if you see somebody online talking or whatever. You look at the factual basis. Have that person went into a mental hospital? If they haven't, then they shouldn't be talking about them. They should not be thinking about their health. Do they have that person shown any type of deterioration, you know, do something crazy or something? I mean, really crazy, you know, break a window, get violent, or, you know, can't take care of themselves. Yeah, you need factual evidence before you make a decision. If they go ahead and go with a false allegation, making preconceived notions about my health simply because they're ignorant or got some ulterior motive, which is the case, then they seriously are dangerous. I'm very highly educated. I have people who are concerned about me, and they should not be. And these people, some are, I consider either criminal or something wrong with them mentally.
It's important that we need to be careful what we say, how do we deal with people. Especially when I'm dealing with people who look at my color and think they already know me. black, white, or brown, this society is too dangerous. If you don't know how to respect boundaries of strangers, then that's simply a dangerous person. Those type of people can go ahead and do crazy things, like hurt other people for no reason. So we need to be careful. But I'm trying to be careful what I say. I don't want to deal with no ignorant people, no extremists living in a very liberal area or somebody making a census on me. And I know when I say all this, now the misunderstanding is that a lot of people in the industry or a lot, even people high up may think something is wrong with me personally, possibly, if they hear what I say. My answer to that is, have they talked to me directly? And they should realize it's just a podcast. It's my expressions. I talk about all kinds of things because I'm an entertainer. But when I say I'm an entertainer, I'm not making up stories. When I say entertainment, it means I express thyself. You know, when I talk about things, it's creativity. But what I say is true, even if it's true stories, it's a true story or true life situation. I also want to remind people that I never mention the people's names. Usually I may mention the street or sometimes, but I shouldn't do that. But because the legal ramifications that when I do things publicly, you know, it could cause a lawsuit or defamation. So I have to be careful so I don't say their names. And the other situation is that I try to be careful to maintain integrity. That I try to say, you know, if I have seen what I've heard, but I don't want to show the evidence or want to talk about evidence or have evidence, or whether I do have the evidence, I would say allege, because I have to be careful what I say, allege. So I have every right to say what I need to say. So if, you know, so I want no misunderstandings with what I say, just like I don't want no misunderstandings with what I say to other people I know. I try to be directly honest with people. But some people in this society, from I come across to me, do not understand what I say or misunderstood what I say. I attracted people from my hometown or attracted people I haven't seen in years. I don't know why they came out here. Maybe they think I'm famous. I'm not. I'm just a little bit of fame. I haven't gotten a major record label. I attracted people I haven't seen in years. What's the misunderstanding? I don't know why they come out. I mean, gosh, I attracted people in my neighborhood to go, you know what? I'm just a regular person. There's millions of people putting in. You can put your songs on any label easily. There are millions of people doing podcasts saying the same thing. Joe Rogan saying something way, way crazier than anything I say. You know, or there's tons of them. And, you know, I never would go down that department. I'm a very liberal guy. I preach open-mindedness, especially in the open-minded area where I live, and I try to be appreciative of others. But so, you know, but I have to continue to express myself. But I don't want no misunderstandings or misinterpretations. In my life, directly, indirectly, there has been a lot of misunderstandings, people making preconceived notions about how my mental health, which is profiling me to be something I'm not, which is not fair. Their false perception will get them in trouble. You know, it's really not good to make preconceived notions about my mental health that isn't true, or make false perceptions about what I like or do like, even though I said it on podcasts. I said it several times, I own my music. And some people just misinterpreted that and said, I don't own it. Yes, I do. I did not sign nothing away. I made hardly any money from it, but I'm still a struggling artist for a while. I was reminded that, you know, there will be a period of time, you know, I have to realize it's hard to make music. It's hard to get that dream come true. And I have to close the door, you know, because I spent my whole life trying to make my dream come true. And to
somebody in my environment trying to take my dream away or take it away because of selfish motives or trying to steal it or because of jealousy. It's such a shame that it happens all the time. That's evil. Karma will come back to them in some way. When you do evil things to other people, it will come back to you, good or bad.
So I hope that I tell those who have dreams to not give up on your dream and to be careful, stay away from the dream killers. And some people these dream killers will do everything, throw their kitchen sink at you. They throw in this kitchen sink at me. They follow me around, making up stories, trying to prevent me from getting in nightclubs to sing. I remember they were lying about my health and so on. I'm a very high functioning person. I came out here in 19 to make it as a star. I was out here by myself. So I have to, you know, I'm very high functioning. I don't want nobody making preconceived or false perceptions on me that ain't true, because it will get them in a lot of trouble. They need to have factual evidence.
I have people making, you know, this is near Hollywood. This is a place. That's not crazy to make music when I've been doing it for 30 years. My songs are copyrighted. That's why you have to if you write music. That's normal out here in California. I mean, Los Angeles. That's what I came for, being an artist. Don't want to say I'm crazy. They must be out of touch with reality. They must be whacked. There's nothing wrong with making music and trying to make it in the industry. There's all shapes and sizes, all ages. And, you know, making false preconceived notions about my health. They need to stop. If they're not an expert, they need to stop. If they are, they should not be coming around making, you know, that's not right.
And, you know, it really is. So, I'm trying to be careful what I say. I hope people understand what I say and not make any perception that is not true from what I say or what I do. Because believing something that isn't true is not good. Keep an open mind. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.